With Christmas now a single week away, it's possible most of you have your Christmas shopping done. Or maybe not. Or it could be that you have the bulk of it done, but you're still looking for a few items to round things out. Whatever the case, gift-giving across the region, indeed a good portion of the world, is about to commence. The exchanging of gifts is one of the key elements to how we celebrate the modern Christmas holiday. There's a couple of different schools of thought about where the giving of gifts had its start. From a Christian perspective, it traces back to the very first Christmas, the birth of Christ, when the Magi traveled to Bethlehem and made a gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus. Gift-giving in Christmas, at least as far as it being a December holiday, is traced by historians to the Roman celebration of Saturnalia, an ancient festival which took place in late December and involved the exchanging of gifts. Irrespective of which happens to be true, or even a combination of both, it's certainly a part of Christmas in the here and now. So let's talk about Christmas gifts today, with an outdoors twist. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Christmas gifts do not have to be tied to the outdoors, obviously. However, because this show is what it is, the gift ideas I share about today will be tied to outdoor activities. If you're looking for suggestions on cologne or fashionable clothes, you need to talk to Program Director Nick Rossi about putting together a Bristol Bay Fashion Notes type of program. Please note, yours truly will not be in the running to head up such a show. Christmas gifts come in all shapes, sizes, and prices, depending on everything from the level of importance of the intended recipient to the financial wherewithal of the person giving the gift. With that in mind, I'd like to suggest a few things across a broad range of prices. Also, unless otherwise noted, I need to put forth two disclaimers. One is that any item I suggest, I've personally used myself and feel comfortable recommending. The second disclaimer is that it's me doing the recommending, not Togiak Refuge. This is not intended to be a service or refuge endorsement of the products discussed. That out of the way, let's get started. So, what's a good night's sleep while camping worth to you? How many of you know someone who doesn't like camping because they don't like sleeping outdoors because it's uncomfortable? Well, have I got a suggestion for you. Last year, just before Christmas, I bought myself a new air mattress. Some of you may remember that I had another air mat I was big on, the Aerobed Pack Mat. I'd still highly recommend the Pack Mat. It's a darn fine sleeping pad, but the one I use now is even better, in my humble opinion. What I bought, after seeing it on Facebook, was the Climate, that's spelled K-L-Y-M-I-T, Static V Lux. Climate actually makes a bunch of different air mats, including some skeletonized versions. This is a full mat, with nothing missing. There are four things that really impress me about this mat. It's huge, it's relatively inexpensive, it packs super small, and it's incredibly comfortable. I kid you not. It's the size of a standard water bottle and weighs a little over a pound when packed. Inflated, it's 6.5 feet long and a full 30 inches wide and 3 inches thick. It has these unusual convolutions to its design that allow side sleepers to sleep well. I bought mine on Amazon for about $60. They have since went up just a bit in price, but they are still a tremendous bargain, in my opinion. For what it's worth, I've slept on this mat for a little over a month's worth of nights in 2015. That's right, over 30 nights. And slept like a babe every single time. I'm a side sleeper and it was great for that. I do wonder how durable it will be over the long haul, but if mine popped an irreparable hole tomorrow, I'd happily buy another. Climate makes several other full, non-skeletonized models of varying sizes, and there are now some insulated models as well. To the best of my knowledge, all of them pack down to that same water bottle size. If you want to be a happier camper, get a good night's sleep while you're out there. This air mat can certainly go a long way towards helping you to do that. This fall, I took my family on a caribou hunt on the Nishigek Peninsula. On a last-minute whim, I purchased a product called the Magnum Deer Slayer, which is nothing more than a thick sheet of slick black plastic. It has a frontal attachment point for a rope, as well as side and back grommets for lashing down a load. The Magnum size, well, they have a smaller one too, measures 3 feet across and 6 feet long. I also picked up a safety harness that was recommended for hooking the sled to, in order to pull it with greater ease. I used this sled to haul several caribou from the kill site back to the edge of the lake we were camped on, for transporting via raft to our campsite. It did an outstanding job and made packing caribou across the tundra a much easier task. It was also quite durable, and made it through the trip without any damage. Frankly, at $30 for the sled and another $8 for the harness, I'd have felt like I got my money's worth if it had lasted just this one trip. While not for every type of terrain, I can see where this product could have application for a number of hauling chores related to hunting and camping. Along the same lines as that air mattress and comfort in camp, I would ask, just how valuable is it to you to be able to comfortably relieve yourself while camping? You know, answer the call of nature. When I was younger, it didn't seem like a big deal to find a semi-usable branch to dig a hole beneath. As I've gotten older, I appreciate something that offers a little more. Enter the Travel John Foldable Commode. Think folding camp chair, without a back or armrest, a bit of extra padding, and a hole in the middle. Yeah, I know it sounds ridiculous, and will continue to sound that way until you need to go and have a chance to sit on one. At that point, your opinion will change completely. The Travel John is a sturdy device. We have one at the refuge that we've been using for nearly 7 years. It folds to a compact 6 inches by 6 inches by 24 inches, and at about $30, I guarantee you'll wonder why you waited so long to get one, or how you ever settled for anything less. I have one new toy I'm going to add to this list that I actually haven't been able to put to use yet. I've been too busy trying to find a moose to do so. But I plan to put a lot of time in with it once moose season ends. I picked up my first electronic predator collar a few weeks back, and I really like what I see and hear. If you've ever shopped for electronic predator collars, you know that they can be quite pricey. This one is the Ikotec GC300 electronic game call. It's compact and appears to be well made. The number of pre-recorded sounds available on it are limited to a dozen, and some aren't particularly useful for Alaska. But the quality of the sound seems to be very good, and the volume is quite loud. The remote has a range of 300 yards, and it can play 2 calls simultaneously. The call runs on 4 AA batteries. How well will it work? Only time will tell. I will say I'm confident that it's going to work well, confident enough to share about it on this show. And one of the best parts is the price. I bought mine for $65, though I see recently they've gone up to $80. Still, that's something of a bargain for an electronic predator collar. Perhaps you're looking for something that costs a bit less, maybe for a friend or office worker, if gift exchanges happen where you work. Here's a couple for under $20. One is the Atsco Sport Wash laundry detergent. This stuff has been around forever. Seriously. I've been using it since college on all my hunting clothes. The big thing it's supposed to do is provide a scent-free wash to your hunting clothes while adding no UV brighteners. Does it work? I think it does, and I've never sought out anything else. It's also incredible at removing blood. Price depends on the bottle size, but it can be had for well under $20. Another hunting-related item is the Stanley 15-inch Fatmax handsaw. Yes, I said hunting. I stumbled across this saw by mistake on a hunting forum, and I'm glad I did. The Fatmax is a terrific bone saw when cutting through leg bones, ribs, or removing the antlers from the skull. Is a cordless sawzall still a better way to go? Absolutely. But if you have to go with the handsaw for butchering tasks, the Fatmax works really well. I paid $12 for mine, and it paid for itself a long time ago. How about some under $10 stocking stuffers? I have a few to suggest. You could go with the Gamma Seal lid. This screw-on type lid converts 5-gallon plastic buckets into airtight storage containers. My experience with them has been that they are watertight. I've used them to store camp food, salt for capes, game bags, and a host of other things when I want those items kept dry. They also double pretty well as a decent seat in camp. They're $7.50 on Amazon, but they can also be found locally. It's always wise to keep your rifle scope covered to keep out moisture and dirt, so your lenses are clear when a shot opportunity finally presents itself. One inexpensive but pretty effective way to go is the Butler Creek Scope Bikini, which consists of 2 rubber cups connected by 2 rubber bands. At $7 or $8, you can afford to pick up several. Lightweight aluminum tent stakes make nice stocking stuffers. For my caribou hunt, I picked up several packs of 12-inch Y-shaped stakes. The particular ones I bought were made by a company called Camco and cost $9 for a pack of six. I have mentioned the SparkForce Fire Starter by Ultimate Survival Technologies on here before. I recently tried a mini version of this fine product. The mini version is 3 inches long and 3/4 inches wide and weighs basically nothing. My experience with it is that it takes a little more practice to coax good sparks from than the full-sized version, but it's still pretty easy to use. The upside is that it's small enough to carry anywhere, which means you'll have it on you when you need it, and it only costs $7. If you've still got a bit of shopping to do, I wish you well with that. Point of fact, I've still got a bit of my own. For those of you looking for gifts for outdoors men and women on your list, there's a lot of good stuff out there. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.